A strong musical theme plays through Elizabeth Smithers' new short story collection, The Piano Girls. In the title story, three sisters hold a recital each year in memory of their late mother, though it's become something of a competition now between them. Other stories in the collection deal with an agonising breakup, efforts to capture an elusive cat called Min, and a woman who procrastinates by baking. Baking's another of Elizabeth's passions, as it happens. She is no procrastinator, though, with 18 poetry collections and half a dozen short story collections to her name. Cynthia Morahan reads from The Piano Girls.
The first music recital was held on Susanna's birthday, August the 17th, the year after her death. Her birthdays had always been special. There was never a guest list, but the big farmhouse would fill with relatives and neighbours and strangers. One year there was a tramp being passed from farm to farm for light duties like stacking wood. He sat at the kitchen table blowing up balloons for a crowd of children. Soon the guests would be dancing through the connecting doors out into the hall to form a conga. For each recital, the sisters made cakes. There was competitiveness between them. Cecilia's Victoria sandwich, or Magdalena's red velvet cheesecake. Catherine, the youngest, who hated baking, would order something from the local cake shop. When the recital was over, the three sisters would squeeze onto the piano stool and play Happy Birthday as a trio with trills and runs and tempi that ranged from a slow foxtrot to a moody blues.
Elizabeth, as you started thinking about the structure for The Piano Girls and these stories, some of which have been published, quite a few actually, in different places, did you find as you were reading back over them, thinking about them, that there was some kind of theme that you've been coming back to?
Not really, not until I started putting them together, and then you realise that there are themes there, like music and food and so forth. But consciously, no, I'd never sort of planned them in that way at all. I find the same with poems. I find that when you put a collection together, then you see the connections, but not at the time of writing them.
Well, music certainly is a very strong theme. I was struck how many of the stories write about music, and that can be quite tricky when you're talking about pieces of music, clearly music that you love, you know, making it musical on the page, you know, bringing us into that musical world.
Yes, that's right. And I think the music story started with my dear friend Chris taking me to sit inside an orchestra with the permission of the conductor and being surprised at the noise. I thought, how can anyone stand this? The sounds, I was sort of leaping out of my chair almost, and I could see my friend counting the bars as she was playing, and wonderful experience really.
Ah, see, now I see the genesis for the first story in the collection, The Ten Conductors. It's exactly that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I felt very privileged to be sitting inside the orchestra, given permission, you know, and trying to look serious. And but I must say that when I came out, my ears were ringing for ages, and I wondered how you got on if you were in the Berlin Philharmonic or something. It must be incredibly difficult.
The conductor, as you watched it, did he remind you of Sam the Eagle, as it
yes.
does for Jacqueline?
He's a lovely conductor. He's got but my friend said he can always hear when you've made a mistake, and he will often point it out later to you.
The story kind of goes beyond that. I mean, always with the short stories, you get that kind of sting in the tail. So what is it really looking at, do you think? Because Jacqueline's friend Evelyn eventually does leave the orchestra, and they're thinking about this, you know, about leaving something so all-encompassing behind.
Yes, you get to a point in your life where you perhaps leave a house or something like, or a garden or something like that, and for people who are involved in orchestras, that can happen to them too. But I went on later to write other stories about, you know, about orchestras and about music. And I listen to a lot of music. I like to write with music in the background, with classical music on the radio. And I find it not a distraction, but really pleasant to have that moving in your head at the same time.
Your title short story, The Piano Girls, also very much about music, but also about relationship and the relationship of these three sisters. I'm one of three sisters, so I really related
yes,
to this.
Yes, yes. I found their competitiveness rather lovely, that, you know, they'd be very secretive about what they were doing and practicing furiously and taking it very seriously, really. I mean, it was a high-quality concert. But the family was extremely musical. I mean, there was always music erupting out of the windows and drifting across the lawn. And the concerts, it struck me as a lovely tribute to their mother.
Yeah, well, do you remember what the genesis was? So these are the three sisters, and every year, recitals are held on their mother's birthday, you know, to remember her, but also their dad, as the story goes through. But what was the starting point for this one?
Based on the family I know, but I don't know them very well. I just know one of them very well. Perhaps being aware that they were doing these concerts. I was never invited to one. I mean, it's a family thing, a family commemoration. But some of the husbands snuck in, of course, because of the afternoon tea. But it involved quite a lot of research because I had to work out what they would play and, research the music and try and make it authentic. It really took a lot of research on my part.
I love this too because every year the recitals get more and more ambitious and really more and more competitive between the three sisters. So how have you imagined them? What are their personalities like, these three?
Well, I think they're quite different, but they have a great love for one another, and that comes across. And, I mean, you can be very much in love with your siblings and still feel competitive. And, I think there's an enormous amount of affection, but I think the thing that holds them together is this great love for their mother and wanting to honour her. And when my friend at one recital played Frog Puddles, the others were quite offended because they thought it wasn't really serious enough, I think.
I mentioned this musical theme. If I come to Tummy's Inn, Tails Tucked Under, well, it's about a dance story. In the very first sentence, Brahms Hungarian Dance Number 5, there we go, which is the music offered to a ballet student. This is about families and this is about young people in ballet, and it's ultimately about relationships, which I think most of your stories are. But could you set the scene for us and the main characters in Tummy's Inn, Tails Tucked Under?
Well, it really was about myself because I did a lot of ballet when I was younger, and I remember being given the Brahms Hungarian Dance Number 5 to do a Hungarian dance too. And the difficulty was we were just young girls, probably about 10 or 11 at that stage, and you had to sort of act out the characteristics of a character dance, and which means at times being extraordinarily haughty and other times vivacious and sort of happy. And it's quite a challenge for a little girl to sort of do those sort of things. So it was a sort of going back to the ballet world I knew. I was lucky in that my mother was never what you call a ballet mother. She was very supportive and loved me to dance, but she wasn't competitive. She wasn't pushing me to win cups and competitions and so forth. But I did ballet for many years and really loved it. It's a formative thing in my life, I think.
Min, A Cat Story, is something a little different, and you have this for Jane Chapman, so it's dedicated.
Yes.
Is Jane part of the story?
Jane is my neighbour, and when I got the first copy of the book, I took it over to Jane because I told her I was going to write a story about her, and the cat was called Min, of course, but it's not totally accurate. I mean, but it is Jane and myself trying to work out what to do with this cat that had given birth under my house to four kittens, that's right. And Jane rang me the next morning. She said, I read the story and I burst into tears. So Jane is much more capable than me. She knows how to catch kittens in nets and things and all the proper things to do. And I was just one of the sort of rather useless people in the background bringing sort of cat toys and litter and things like that. Jane was the really capable one. But it was a real adventure, this really wild cat, and now that has now become a pet. I only wished we could tell Min what had happened to her kittens, because they've all landed on their feet and done extremely well.
There is a happy ending. That's always nice to know.
I mean,
given you are so often finding stories, you're such a magpie, Elizabeth, as writers are, with people, do you often give them fair warning that you're going to write about them or you have written about them or a story which references them in some oblique way?
No, I usually don't do that. And of course, you have to realise that the character in a story is not quite the person. You know, there's elements of the person, but you're not actually describing the real person most of the time. You're taking perhaps some aspect of their life, like the concert or the cat, and, making things up. But in the story about Min and myself and Jane, there are things there that didn't happen, but it's just woven into the story, imagined. You really start with something that you see, something that interests you, and then the story goes on from there.
Piano Girls by Elizabeth Smither is published by Quentin Wilson.